Hey everybody, we're Journey to the West. I'm Sen. And just a few quick announcements before we start. We'll be taking a break for the rest of 2018. So we'll be back in January 2019. So wish you all happy holidays and a happy new year. Second thing is that we're probably going to change the frequency of our pod. So we'll be doing 2 a month instead of the 3, but we'll be making them longer. So it'll be about the same length of content. And we'll be talking more in depth about things rather than trying to like squeeze something in like 20 to 30 minutes, because our podcasts have been getting a bit longer than we had intended. So for this pod, it was a live stream that we held on the 18th of December, I believe. And it's a bit more informal. The audio quality is a bit janky at times, so bear that in mind. But I hope you guys enjoy it. We talk about the Miss Vietnam and Cambodia controversy regarding Miss USA, Miss Colombia, and Miss Australia mocking them for their English. We also discuss Miss Philippines winning the Miss Universe pageant and the implications it may have regarding her mixed race identity. We talk about Lil Pump being a racist little shit. We talk about Subway Sally. And there's some off-topic fangirling at the end. I apologize for that.
Yeah, we're
live.
This
is really clear.
We're live right now, just so I'm telling you guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm so mad.
This is so way mad. Better, though.
Oh, my God.
The
okay. You don't know how
the
mad I am.
The pro of this is now we know that Google Hangouts works better.
This is how you use Google Hangouts. I was always wondering what it was.
Okay, I need to tweet this link to people, just like as if anyone gives a shit. But I'm just gonna tweet it. Hold on.
All I know later, I need to get rid of this picture later off my profile. I'm just so used to not having a picture.
That was good for as an identifier. But yeah, I'm just gonna. Anyway, we should actually be talking to people if there's anybody
okay,
watching.
Okay, so the YouTube so it's already live on YouTube, right? So
yeah, it's being live.
Okay, I will check that one. It's titled "We Back to Steam." Typo. That's okay.
Okay, that's okay. I was so mad. Right. I was like, I'm getting this shit out right now.
We're back.
Okay.
There are 4 people watching. Maybe one of them is me. I don't know how they count that. But yeah, so we're back. Do we sound a lot better? I mean, I guess as long as you can hear Sen, this is good.
Yeah, there's also lag, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not as, the latency isn't as good. But anyway, we should probably get into the meat because we've wasted enough time. My fucking microphone. Why does it do this? It was working perfectly. I'm having a mental breakdown. Like, I don't know. I know it's such a small thing, but like, I hate when things don't work.
Was that directed at Sen?
I didn't hear. I don't know what. But yeah.
Well, Sen is physically hot in that it's summer in Australia and her fan is off, so it doesn't mess with the sound. So she's sweaty right now.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a great look. It's not.
It's a look.
So, do we want to talk about some topical news, like recent?
Sure. I mean, I have been kind of tuned out, but I'm vaguely aware of stuff, like the whole Miss Universe thing.
Uh huh.
Right.
Because like V was like following. The Miss Universe thing, like me and V talked about it quite a bit when she first won, and now it's like she's back in the news, but not because
Not for the best reasons. I remember V was celebrating that she's actually darker skinned and that she's an ethnic minority. Mm-hmm. So she's not, you know, the usual standard of beauty that we normally see. But unfortunately, she made excuses for, was it Miss USA and tangentially Miss Colombia and Australia? What they were saying, stuff about how her English is so bad and in a mocking way.
Oh yeah, we can screen share on this. I'll show a picture of her, perhaps. Hold up. So that's her. And I actually watched a few videos of her, you know, because they always have that, you know, oh, the origin story of Miss Universe. None of them were subbed, so I had to rely on my what knowledge I knew of Vietnamese, which is like not that great. I understood most of what she was trying to say, but she was talking about how she's like from an ethnic minority, the Ede Ngui Ede, and her minority is more like matrilineal. So she was supposed to like inherit her house and then get married and, you know, have babies and whatever. And then she decided to go to the big city, like worked as like a housekeeper, which is kind of, there's a stigma to it. So it's like, if you work as a housekeeper, it's like, oh, you're like really poor, the lows of the low type of thing. And especially with cleaning, that's why you'll see a lot of Viet diaspora, you'll never see them do a lot of cleaning jobs, at least proudly, because a lot of them look down on it.
Because there's a class stigma.
Yeah. So she did that and supported herself in a uni. And then she didn't even tell her parents about entering Miss Universe. And she was like going, you know, full force at it. But then she made the decision to like keep her skin like nice and tan and like cut her hair because she felt like she wanted to stand out. Like it was like a very deliberate decision by herself. Like when I was watching some interviews, it was like her decision. Like her whole image is like her construction. So I was like very admirable. So it's not like someone who told her like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. It's all came from her. So I was like kind of proud to see like someone who was, you know, breaking the typical Asian beauty standard and now she's actively being elevated too, which is pretty good. Because all the other candidates, like no shade to them because they all look beautiful, but they all have that beauty standard of like pale skin, long hair. But anyway, the gist of the thing is they were making fun of her English because she was nodding and smiling. Oh my god, can I just say the bun me dress? I don't care if you're that person who's like, oh, I love it. I'm like, I was hoping it wasn't the dress they picked because it looks so bad. And I don't know about you, but it's like phallic symbols everywhere. I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm seeing this for the first time and
it looks so cringe. I don't care if you're like, oh, it looks good though. It's Asian pride, Viet pride. No. It looks terrible. Phallic symbols. No.
First thought is like, this looks like a cosplay, but
it looks terrible. I don't care. Okay.
That's my first thought. It's like, it looks like a cosplay. Like what? Oh, I was like, national costume. I thought when you wear a national costume, I thought she would wear like an Alia or something, but it's like,
No, there were like all these options for like outfits that looked like really nice. And this
why
is
didn't she just wear an Alia?
I know. Anyway, getting back on topic. So Miss USA was like making fun of her English, but you know, like in like, oh, she sounds so cute, like in an infantilized way. And I fucking hate that. Like, it's so insulting. Like it happens to like my mom and like people in my mom's generation a lot. So it's condescending, you know, 'cause she's a grown ass woman. Don't infantilize her and like make her to be like a big baby. And then they were making fun of Miss Cambodia as well. So that was, you know, and yeah, like Jay, going back to what Jay said, she had to be all like, oh, we're all sisters, a sisterhood. And like, I feel like it's probably the pressure of the organization, let's be honest. Like, she can't come out and be like, oh, Miss USA is racist. And, you know, she can't really do that.
Yeah.
That's my take on it anyway.
That makes sense. It's kind of, it's disappointing though, as we know.
Yeah. Like, I don't expect her to know. I'm going to stop screen sharing. I don't expect her to know the whole nuance of it because she is from Vietnam. But,
That's like racial awareness, especially with how white people as a whole have interacted with Asians as a whole globally. That's not something that would necessarily be on her radar, but it's still something that you wish would be, especially for people who are prominent and in the public eye. But I feel like it's too much to ask people whose jobs are to be visible to actually be aware of that stuff, because that's not their job, which is not an excuse. It's just like, maybe don't look to entertainment or public figures as role models in that sense, because it's not reasonable to expect that from them. Which is also part of my disillusionment in interacting with famous Asian Americans and realizing that they don't know what they're talking about with regard to anti-Asian racism, and I don't think it's reasonable to expect them to understand. Anyway, a segue, since this is still related, somebody brought up that Miss Philippines won and is also a Hapa. Yeah, half white specifically is definitely put on a pedestal in the Philippines. Many people spoken out about this regarding colonial mentality, and it goes back to colonialism. And when we were under school, there was definitely a racial system and hierarchy, in that the indigenous Filipinos or the darker skinned ones were at the bottom, and like all the way at the top you have the Spanish at the very, very top, who were born in Spain, right under them those who were born in the Philippines, under them the mestizos, who were the mix of the white and native people. And yeah, so this is something that you can also kind of see reflected in Latin American countries too, in that, you know, the whiter features seem to be more prized and more, you know, widely circulated in entertainment. And yeah, it's a problem. Everybody,
I think Miss Australia is also half Asian, half white. She was the one that was making fun as well. I'm just like, yikes, why?
Well, so see, this is what happens regarding Miss Australia. When you identify with the white part of you more than the Asian part of you, because like if you understood what it meant to be Asian, you would never fucking shit on yourself and your people that way, you know?
Actually, Claire was saying that Thailand and Philippines only started winning when they started sending, you know, half white, half Asian.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's... The Philippines has won quite a bit, though, you know? I think the last person that won was Miss Philippines, wasn't it? Or some years ago. She is also half German, half Filipino. Oh, but she didn't grow up in the Philippines, so that's interesting.
That's the case for a lot of stars in the Philippines, especially the younger ones. If you watch like the entertainment shows and stuff, there are a lot of half white, half Filipinos who are from Western countries who can't necessarily make it in these Western countries and then go back to Asia, and they're welcomed with open arms for a number of complicated and problematic reasons. But yeah, it's racism and it's white worship. And it's unfortunate. I think I have been seeing a lot of people call out that stuff recently on Filipino Twitter, at least, like trying to engage with these people who don't really understand that they have a privilege and that they benefit from it. And that, like, as visible people, you should be doing your best to kind of fight that, you know, to speak out about it. But unfortunately, I've never seen any mixed Filipinos actually, I mean, specifically mixed with white too, because like you're wrapped up in that whiteness. They don't really acknowledge it. And then when people try to call them out, they're like, oh, well, I'm just as Filipino. You know, I like eating Filipino food. I speak Tagalog, blah, blah, blah. I grew up with Filipino people in my family, whatever. That's not the thing. We're not trying to deny you your Filipino-ness, right? We're just trying to say, because you are part white, you have a different kind of privilege. And you need to acknowledge that there's a reason that you are in this position, that you are getting all of these gigs. It's because you are part white. And because society favors that. And that's a problem. I don't know, it's just really frustrating. But at least a lot of people on social media understand that and can see that. Obviously, they have their own stance. And there's always people who are like, oh, well, race doesn't matter or some shit like that. Or she's still Filipino. And they completely miss the point. But I see more and more people being aware of this problem, which is good.
Sorry, I'm just reading through the chat.
Oh, yeah. Something else that was mentioned earlier, I think Vaccine was asking about Trump ramping up on the deportations and our thoughts on that. In general, these deportations have been happening for decades already. So I think it was Obama who was deporting the most people.
I think the largest deportation happened recently. Was it 41 people?
Largest scale, like all at
Cambodians?
One. Yeah.
As for news, wait, did you want to continue your tangent? Sorry.
What was my tangent again? Oh, xenophobia has always been in the background, but it's very recently with the trade war and the economic power struggle between specifically America and China that things are really getting out of hand. And obviously, this ends up applying to all Asians who look more, you know, like East Asian or Southeast Asian specifically. Because I'm pretty sure Cambodians are still called chinks.
Just mm-hmm.
like I get called chink. So it's just, I don't think it's accurate to say xenophobia. It's definitely racism. And there's a convenient excuse to just get rid of us, right? The worst thing recently, which I heard, was that Trump was deciding to change his mind about Viets who came here before the agreement was established. That, like, technically, all of a sudden, after having lived here for decades, you are no longer legal and you're liable for deportation, which is fucked
up. I know the war was after 1975. What year was the agreement made? Because I'm sure like it'd be around that time, I think.
I'd have to look that up. I think it was late 70s as well, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because that does disqualify like a lot of refugees that came like a bit later. That could be any of your parents or like brothers and sisters or whatever.
Mm. But I mean, even without that legal technicality, the U.S. was clearly the aggressor in this conflict, as it was throughout all of Asia and particularly Southeast Asia. So the country that is directly responsible for causing this war and devastation and poverty and the reasons for people needing to leave, whether that is leaving as refugees and seeking asylum or just escaping poverty and all of those conditions that make it hard to live in general, is saying, okay, we'll throw you a bone by allowing you to live here, right? And then now they're taking it back. Never mind.
Oh, Vaccine just posted after 1995. Holy shit.
So there was an agreement that if you came to the U.S. before 1995, then you don't have to be sent back to Vietnam. And obviously, the current administration keeps changing the criteria for deportation, and this latest one is a huge hit and violates previous agreements.
Because, like, I told you, my mom and, like, a lot of people are just kind of okay with this. You know, they go, that's appalling. But then they're like, sacrifices have to be made or some shit. Like, ugh.
What?
I know. I fucking hate it.
And what is this? I feel like part of it is bystander effect. Like, it doesn't directly affect you or the people that you know personally. So people feel like, you know, it's convenient to stay out of it and not get political, even though it affects more people as a whole, which I think is a really big general problem, that people are too caught up in their own individual lives that they forget that there are problems that affect a group of us that are important too. Politics aside, how can you be Asian and support the Trump administration knowing how anti-Asian it is? Like, that should be common sense. And yet we have Asians who vote for Trump and make excuses for it too, which is sad.
I just feel like the older gen probably don't identify as Asian in, like, the most communal sense. You should know better. There's so fucking many, like, proud Trump supporters.
Well, it's also, like, that survey that we keep referring back to, that 61% of Asian Americans, and I know this is specific to America, but we can, like, extrapolate this to Western Asians, face racism. But then 68% believe that it's not systemic. So they don't think that politics is connected at all to this shit, that it's just individuals who happen to be racist to them. And that's why. That's how you can enable.
Oh, so House Brawl says that the 2008 deal, Donald Trump's administration argued that only pre-1995 arrivals with criminal convictions were exempt from the agreement's protection and eligible for deportation. So, like we've been covering, they'll just find any excuse to, like, deport you. So if you did some petty crime, which we've mentioned before, then they'll push you out.
Yeah. And they're also expanding what it means to have a criminal conviction. You could have paid a fine and sort of jail time for something minor, and that's already been resolved legally. But like 10 to 20 years later, you can be picked up by ICE.
I really want to see some, like, British people being deported, because it's not fucking happening to them, you know. I don't know.
Or it's just not as often. If it is happening,
I really doubt there's ICE cars, like, parked out in the front of the house getting dragged in there. Let's be real. It's not happening.
Sure. Was there anything in the chat that somebody asked that we haven't gone to? Oh, how about Lil Pump? I haven't been following that, but I can guess what it is. Have you been following that, Sen?
Oh, yeah, I know about it. Because our friend posted about it. It's
okay.
Lil Pump was, like, featured in that Kanye song. Oh. And if you know of that. And so he's kind of, like, pretty famous SoundCloud rapper. So he does this little preview on Instagram and called Butterfly Doors. And the line he says is, they call me Yao Ming because my eye's real low. And then he did this, you know, stretched eye thing, and then ching chong, you know?
What the fuck? Like,
I know! That's so fucked!
You're going out of your way to be racist.
And then there's a lot of, like, backlash, but as of now, he hasn't, or his publicist or whatever, hasn't responded to this at all, which is, you know, pretty bad.
Oh, House Brawl in chat is saying, Insta doesn't consider the video breaking the rules of racism or harassment. Hey, this is like a long pattern of social media run by white people not thinking that anti-Asian shit is racist.
I mean, they'll censor women's nipples, but like racist shit like this is like, oh no.
You don't know who that comes from? I did not know who that was until today, to be honest. I saw one of the videos of him. He looks like your typical SoundCloud rapper. Is he white? I don't know.
I think he's Latino. I don't know. I think he's Colombian.
Okay. So, like, you know, whiter passing Colombian. I think he has dreads, too. Like, dyed dreads and, like, face tattoos and shit. As your usual SoundCloud rapper would. Like, if you're
familiar, like, Migos has also said some racist shit.
Mm. They also had that fucked up music video where they cut out an Asian woman's tongue and they're, like, killing Asian people. I forget which song it is, but I was, like, appalled. And fucked up is when people actually call it out en masse. Everyone wants to cape for them because they're, like, fanboys and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if you guys are part of any of those Asian groups, but like you'll have that one dude who's like, oh, it's just a joke, blah, blah, blah. Like, I bet my life that person is doing it right now. Stupid motherfucker. Wait, I'm looking at the Twitter link Emily put up, but I don't know what I'm watching.
Who this?
Oh, it's some other racist, like, white people's. Why are they always white?
Well, we know why.
Yeah, we know why. Always the fucking white women. Always the white women. I was trying to explain to my brother, because he's not as, you know, aware, that white womanhood is a protected state, you know, like, because the fact that they leverage their womanhood as immunity to physical attack or any real backlash, they can carry on like, you know, stupid bitches. Yes, they carry on like stupid bitches.
Racism, or feel like they can more often because of that. Mm-hmm. Feel like they have this protected status.
Yeah, it's like the thing is, a lot of these incidences, I'm not saying white men don't do it too, but like a lot of the incidences that have been caught on camera have been white women. You know, I mean, I know you, Jay, have experienced this. I mean, any of us that work in customer service knows it's always that, like, older white woman who's, like, wants to speak to the manager.
Yeah, the may I speak to the manager haircut? Really entitled.
Always acting entitled, yes. It's not a surprise. There was that other one on the subway in New York. It was a woman named Anna. I can't say her last name, but she's like a lawyer apparently, and she's like preparing to attack a two-turn attack Pokemon. Like she's getting fucking her umbrella out slowly and trying to whack an Asian woman with it.
Oh yeah, that fucking lady.
Mm-hmm.
She took like 10 minutes to tie her hair back, dig through her purse and shit. And then all she ended up doing was like trying to kick. Okay.
Yeah. Really, what made me mad was like the Asian people were just staring at her, and I'm like, you know, the stares, they don't give a shit if you stare at them. You actually have to like come in at them, you know.
Like the Asian lady who was being kicked, she did not give a fuck. She was kicking back. It's like, bitch, don't fuck.
Kind of. Yeah. Good on that bitch. Okay.
And then later on, because there were a bunch of videos circulating, so it's possible that people didn't see everything. So I saw one where there was an Asian guy who like stood in between, so that when the lady went out to try to smack, he was like, no. And he actually took her umbrella and snapped it in half so she couldn't use it again, which is good.
Oh, yes. This is what I mean. Like when shit happens, you don't just stand there mouth agape with your face scrunched up. They don't give a shit, okay? You gotta give them consequences. Obviously, I'm not saying, like, kick them. Like, I don't say, like, physically hurt them to a point where it's, you know, got to make.
In that case, self-defense, that's what that would be. Yeah. She was
just
one who was
don't go too far is all I'm saying. Because, like, even if you feel that's justified, just think about yourself, at least. I'm not saying that physical retaliation isn't warranted, because it often is.
But yeah, there's a way to play it.
Yeah, there's a way to do it. I hate it because there were a lot of comments saying that, oh, these people are egging her on. And I'm like, you have anger management problems if you are egged on to the point where you want to physically hit people, okay? You need to fucking get the fuck out of it. And I hate when people equate it to mental illness, because mentally ill people are not racist. Racism is not a mental illness.
It doesn't make you racist. It might bring out your racism.
Yes. It's like greatly insulting.
At the end, that lady was like fucking chinks.
Yeah, because she wanted a reaction. She wanted to make people mad. She, again, using her womanhood like as a shield, because she knows no one's going to like beat her up. You know, white men, if they do that, they know they could get beat up. That's why they don't do it as often. I mean, I'm not saying they don't do it as often, but what I mean is they don't get caught recorded doing shit like this, unlike the white women's.
She knew what she was doing, because whenever anybody made a move to, like, get between her to get her to stop, she was like, don't fucking touch me. Don't touch me. Like, trying to play the victim.
Yes.
But obviously. I mean.
But the thing is, people are recording it, so they can pretty much show that she's the one who's doing all this.
That's good. There are multiple people recording. Like, there's a recording of somebody recording it.
Go on.
Yeah. But I just wish that more people were like that Asian guy who got between the two of them and broke her umbrella.
Yeah, fuck her. She's using it as a weapon. Gotta disarm that bitch.
I mean, like, especially if there's more of us and it's just one person, if a bunch of you work together to stop that person, wouldn't that work? Right?
Yes.
Collective action.
Of course it would.
Right.
But I just don't see it often enough. It happens so much in, like, Australia, and then all I see people do is, like, stare and, like, ignore it. It's so frustrating to see. Especially, like, there was an incident where it happened to some, like older Korean woman, and she didn't really know what was going on. And I feel really bad when that happens to those people, because they don't know what's going on. They're getting harassed for no reason. Oh, where is everyone from?
Okay, so I'm East Coast. I would be more specific, but I want to protect my boyfriend because he often gets into altercations with racists at work and is actually one of the people who assaulted him physically, got arrested, and he might have to testify. I don't want to jeopardize that shit, so I'm basically protecting him. But yeah, I'm on the East Coast in a very liberal area. That's where all of these racist white women are coming from when they attack us. So yeah,
like I would get fun for a GoPro for you, to be honest.
I need that shit. Expensive. We were thinking dash cam.
Yes, get one. I will fund. Okay, go ahead, Wen.
I'm also from the East Coast.
Oh, that's how vague you want to be.
I don't know how to describe it.
We're not in the same place, I guess.
Not the same place. I'm pretty much more down south.
Down south.
Well, I'm from Australia.
Vancouver. I would like to go to Vancouver sometime, because I hear it's a super Asian enclave. Like 70%. Oh, yeah. I've also never been to that part of Canada, because obviously I'm closer to the more of the Toronto, Montreal side. And the last time I went was when I was a kid with my parents. So
I'm trying to think, have I even been? I don't think I've really been out of the States. I'm not sure, because I think my parents said we've been to Canada to see the Niagara Falls. And I'm like, yeah, I don't remember any of that. I was probably. That's what I was thinking about. Well, let's see.
I mean, I live in an enclave as well.
Well, I don't live in an enclave at all, so pretty much not many Asians around, so.
Oh, okay, we got Sydney, we got Singapore. Oh,
that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Someone's asking, anyone listen to you?
Local audience, technically?
I mean, Asians are everywhere, so.
I mean, this is great, too, because we always feel like nobody actually listens to this, so it's cool to actually interact with you guys. We should do these more often.
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
Oh, someone has a question. Someone says, anyone listen to V-pop? What are your thoughts? Listen to any artists yet?
So I don't know names very much. There is actually this Viet restaurant actually run by Viets in my town. And they play a lot of V-pop, which is really awesome. So, like, I like stuff, but I have no idea who is actually singing.
I actually don't know many. I just know, I think my parents, I remember when I was younger, I think they had, I don't know, it's the one, I think V mentioned it a long time ago. Sonny, you know, it's like that, it was that show, I guess that it was a Vietnamese, it's like a singing show. I just know my parents, I think they would watch it sometimes. I remember it was years ago. You borrow it and get it on tape. And I think sometimes my grandma has one. So I guess like my aunt and uncle and mom probably sends her stuff, random stuff, like, you know, random DVDs, like, you know, movies and sometimes like these music shows. And I know sometimes I think my parents will watch it, I guess. I don't remember what that kind of singing show was called. I just know it's like one of those, I think they also have like skits in there. But I really don't, I've never really watched it, but I know my parents have.
I mean, you know me, I'm all about the K-pop. Oh my god. Oh yeah, they have a lot of end of year shows right now. So it's like me trying to watch some of them, although I can't usually catch all of them because it's like 2-3 hour shows, but I try to catch my faves or a playlist, vaccine post playlist. Oh, I'll check it out in like later. Awesome. So yeah, they have, yeah, but I love the fucking shows at the end because they also like hold them in like Hong Kong, Japan, and yeah, so some various other countries. I mean, I don't really care about the awards. I just care about the performances.
Yes.
But yeah, oh my god, Jungkook was looking like a fuckboy. I was like, oh my god, he looks so good.
Is that your, like, visual type?
I don't know. He's a sweet baby, but, like, he looks like a fuckboy sometimes on the stage, okay? He's a persona. I don't know.
Oh, did you ever shut up your shrine of him yet?
No, not yet, actually. I need more pictures, and I can't afford.
And it's like a drawing of him in royal garb or something.
Yeah, oh. I have it on my phone now.
Oh, wow.
I stuck it on my phones. Oh, yeah, but I'm also like getting into other groups. Well, when I say other groups, I mean just one other group because, I don't know, I get lonely. It takes a while for them to come back, so I cheat on them sometimes. So, yeah, that's my stories. But yeah, there's like a song by Tiger JK called Mantra. You guys should check it out. It's actually pretty good. It has like some homage to Korean culture. So I liked the video for that. But yeah.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that earlier this year in like a random chat. Oh, yeah. So like, I like Euphoria, not just because it's him singing, but because I am kind of a hopeless romantic, closet romantic. So it's very feel good. I'm into it.
Oh, yeah.
Me is awesome.
I learned how to sing it because I was like, oh, it's like half in English, so I'm already halfway there, you know.
I guess I'm the one who doesn't really, I don't really listen to K-pop that much, so I don't know anything.
I don't know. It's fun. I've been watching, like, I'm planning to watch some award shows with a friend. But, you know, plans fell through, but we're going to watch it at some point. It's really fun watching it, even though it's long as shit. And, but yeah, I'm also getting into GOT7, like a couple months ago. I'm in love with this dude. He had like a mullet for like the whole year, and I don't know why, but he looks so good. You know, not in spite of the mullet, but because of the mullet. I don't know. I'm weird.
He made it work.
Yes, he looks so good. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. This got really off track. Oh my god.
And I also like the new BTS collab with Steve Aoki. Just not sharing that music video because every sellout Asian is in it.
I know.
I am completely out of loop with whatever music comes out.
Sorry, I need to find Jungkook looking like a folk boy. Hold up. I need to find that video. Damn it, I can't find it. Hello? Hold on, I'm gonna find it. You guys can talk about some real shit.
Oh no, well they released it, so the official video for the song, what is it called again?
Oh my god, I can't even remember it.
Oh, Wasted on Me.
Oh yeah, Wasted on Me. Even my friend who like used to make fun of me for K-pop said she liked it, which made me kind of happy.
Actually, it's one of those bittersweet songs, you know, with the upbeat.
Okay,
and I'm also glad that the first time I listened to it was not with the video. So, like, the MV just features a lot of famous Asian Americans, very prominently Ken Jeong playing his usual minstrel character. And Jesus. He's, like, crushing on this girl who's clearly not into him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We don't need to elevate these people, so.
Okay, everybody, it's time to grace your eyes on beauty.
Oh,
I'm sorry for everything. Okay, I just need a fangirl. Okay, I'm a lone fangirl now. Time to watch. I'm gonna mute it because it's kind of loud, but look at this beauty. I was like
swagger there.
I was watching this live. I was like, oh god. Oh my god.
Maybe you should ask donations for people for donations for your shrine, so you can fill your shrine.
Okay. I can't afford all the damn posters, okay? I'm poor, so I might go out and... Sorry?
Are you like this in real life, too? Like, you just swoon fangirl?
Like, not in front of actual people, you know? Because that's embarrassing.
Yeah. I think you're just, like, used to us, so you let it out.
Well, my friends make fun of me half the time, so I don't do it.
Well, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so he looks so good. Sorry.
I will join your fangirling.
Oh my god. Sorry, this is like not the most like sharing you say.
What with your bae in it?
It's not the most like enlightening convo we're having now.
Oh, can I talk to them about your thing with the tsundere, right? No, wait, not tsundere. You're into
action, yandere's, right? What yandere's mean?
Oh, don't expose me. Oh yeah, so Jay was trying to say that like a long time ago. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of into the yandere thing, and it's just like, what the fuck? Yeah,
I was like, what?
but they get stabby. They'll start stabbing. Stabby.
Okay, my disclaimer is I don't like the stabby ones. I like the weird, like manipulative ones. Not in real life, obviously. Like I'm not gonna.
Those characters become stabby.
Story, right?
Eventually.
I don't know. I'm into weird shit. Okay.
Yeah.
But how am I a tsundere? Am I a tsundere?
Are you?
No. Because a MRP fan Goldwing. That I'm.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. I'm not. Wait, what? What did I come close to?
Len is definitely not a yandere.
No. She is like an innocent flower, okay?
Yeah, like I would have to be a sociopath, probably, to be Yandere.
Yeah, I'm not saying I like real life ones, okay? Because that's crazy, and I'm not crazy. I like the fantasy ones, okay? Just the ones that aren't real.
Story, right.
I like to fantasize about shit, okay? Like, but I'm also cheating on them with, like, some multiple other peoples, you know?
I have multiple bays.
Yeah, I have multiple. I've got to spread the net wide so I can actually catch one, you know?
But Jungkook is your main bay.
Yes, my main.
And you have several side bays.
Yeah, another song I recommend is from the two members from GOT7. It's called, by two members of GOT7 made a subunit called JJ Project. They have a song called, what the fuck? Why can't I remember what I'm saying? Holy shit, what's wrong with me? What is it called? Why don't I remember things? It's called Tomorrow and Today. So, Nil Onu. And if you read that, like, it really resonated with me because it's about, like, growing up and, like, everyone in society telling you to do this, do that. Like, it's hard for me to explain, but I really like it because it resonated with me, even though I don't know the lyrics, but I read the lyrics, so yeah, I like that one. And they're also creeping up on the Bay list, so they're my fast faves.
Speaking of, Vax is asking, Sun, what do you think about Lullaby from GOT7?
Is it good? You know, they look really good.
I might have heard that the other day.
Oh, it's like, it goes like, sweet talk to me, babe, it's magical, like that. That's how it goes. Sorry for the singing.
I've never heard you sing. This is like the first time I've heard you sing on a live stream.
Sorry for that.
You were on key, I think. I haven't heard the song, but yeah.
Oh, I wasn't trying too hard because, yeah. But I like the song.
I thought you would be loud, probably, to hit those notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was good. I really liked it. I like their faces as well.
Mm.
This is getting off topic. Unless, yeah, if any of you guys want to talk about anything, feel free to drop a comment down.
Unless you want to still continue to talk about.
This, oddly enough, is very much like our private conversations with each other. Like, there's a mix of the serious and then kind of devolves into fangirling and back to serious.
I cut this pod in half because it was a bit long. So if you want to listen to the full live stream, you can check out the link in the description, or you can head on over to our Twitter at JTTW podcast, or you can check me out at SEN_TIENT, or you can check Jay out at J_MARAAN.